Three time at 22 minutes away from seven. Most of us have seen it, been there, seen it. We've got a new paper from the New Zealand Initiative this morning that says our employment protection laws make it so hard to fire underperforming senior managers that it could actually be the difference in success or failure for the business. Also constrains workers' wages and overall well-being. The New Zealand Initiative chair is Roger Partridge, who is back with us. Roger, morning to you.
Good morning.
What rules are they or laws are they? I mean, I've been in business for a fair time, and if you want to manage somebody out, you seem to be able to do it.
Well, that's right, but you do have to manage them out, and the unjustified dismissal procedures can take many months or even longer to work through, which is particularly debilitating when you're dealing with senior managers.
A check normally does it, doesn't it?
Well, it can, but not if the senior manager digs in. And so what we see is, well, we all know from our own experience in the workplace, that the difference between a C grade and an A-grade manager may very well be the difference between a business succeeding or failing. And in 2014, the Productivity Commission reported the low quality of New Zealand's managerial capabilities as contributing to slow productivity growth. So it makes it very important that we get rid of constraints on firms getting rid of underperforming managers.
Does it operate under a different set of rules and laws than just us regular folk who, you know, may or may not be a member of a union or part of a collective or whatever the case may be?
It's the same set of laws. So when they were first introduced in the 1970s, the goal was to make sure that vulnerable workers weren't dismissed unfairly or unjustifiably. And then in the early 1990s, the Bolger government extended those protections to all workers. So for the first time, firms had to jump through the hoops of the unjustified dismissal procedures to get rid of an underperforming or a poorly performing manager.
When you come to a manager, can't you just cut a contractual deal that says, look, here are our expectations, one, two and three, either meet them or don't. If you don't, you're gone. Sign on the dotted line if you agree.
You can't do that, unfortunately. If a senior manager is underperforming, you've got to set a performance improvement plan, then consult with the employee about that plan, and then monitor performance against that. And that process can take many months. And even at the end of it, mediocrity is not usually a reason for dismissing somebody.
Jeez, and who defends this? Who thinks this is a good idea?
Well, there was an attempt made in 2017 to introduce a high income earning threshold with a private members bill so that anybody earning over $150,000 could simply be dismissed on notice, as used to be the case before unjustified dismissal protections were brought in. And that attempt was voted down. There were some problems with the way that the private members bill were drafted, but in Australia, if you earn over $150,000, if you're not covered by an industrial award, then you can be simply dismissed on notice.
Seems a weird thing, doesn't it? Because most of these jobs, all of them, would be performance directly and specifically performance-based, wouldn't they, going in? You know where you're at and what you're supposed to be doing.
That's exactly right. And if you're dealing with high-income earners, you're dealing with people that can negotiate their own deal and look after themselves. And so there seems to be no reason why the terms of their employment contract shouldn't prevail when it comes to their employer deciding whether they're doing a good enough job to continue with it or whether they need to be moved on.
And then you've got to ask the question, I suppose, if the person really does need moving out, who is it that appointed them and how responsible are they? Because you're talking about some fairly heavyweight people, aren't you?
Well, that's true, but everybody makes mistakes in their judging of individuals, and that's true in the workplace as well.
Is there any movement or mood in this country at all to fix any of this or address it in any way, shape or form?
Well, we've had very good feedback over the 24 hours since our report was released. We're recommending quite a surgical change to the law, which is that only those earning over $250,000 should be excluded from the protections of the unjustified dismissal regime. Yeah. And that's the entry level for a minister of the Crown who serve at the Prime Minister's pleasure and can be dismissed at will. It would capture less than 1% of employees, but it would capture those in the CEO or senior management roles who have the highest impact over productivity.
I just wonder, here's the interesting thing for me, why wouldn't the person, I can understand the personality issue, so new CEO comes in, you don't like him or her or whatever the case may be, but why, if you're at that level of the business spectrum, aren't you full of enough pride to be able to go, yeah, you're right, because you know you're useless, don't you, even though you don't want to publicly admit it?
Well, you'd be surprised, Mike. My experience for more than 20 years as a partner in a large law firm, time after time, we had clients coming up with this problem of facing difficulties moving on underperforming management.
Unreal. All right, mate. Appreciate your time very much. Roger Partridge, who's the New Zealand Initiative Chairman, 17 minutes away from 7.